Let us pray. Lord God, bless your servant as I share your word today, O God. And may this be glorifying to you and inspiring to every one of us. It is all yours, O God, and we just entrust to you for your glory and honor. Amen. Our message is entitled, Set Free on the Sabbath. Was there ever a time in your life when you are, or when you felt imprisoned? Maybe not behind bars, that's too much. But in your own circumstances, or your own pain. Like you wanted to walk, but you couldn't. Because every step brought excruciating pain. Obviously, this is a reflection of our visit to our brothers and sisters in the hospital. You longed to eat, but you had no means, no way to satisfy your hunger. You wanted to go home, but you have no place to go. Only the cold pavement of the streets. And imagine someone could help you, could take that pain, that hunger, that burden away. But they wouldn't, because it wasn't the right day. Can you picture having to endure the agony of one more day? Not because health was impossible, but because help was not allowed. That's exactly what we see in Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 17. It's like, what? Just because it's Sunday or Sabbath, you cannot be healed? Something that like that, our feeling. So a woman had been bent over for 18 years. Unable to stand up straight, she came to the synagogue on the Sabbath, a day when no work was allowed. And on that day, Jesus saw her, called her forward, and set her free. While some were angry that he healed her on the Sabbath, Jesus made it clear, God's heart is not about rules that delay mercy, but compassion that refuses to wait another day. Let's try to dig the hidden gems of this passage. Like number one, Jesus sees our hidden struggles. Luke 13:12, it says, when Jesus saw her, he called her forward. This woman had been bent over for a very long time. She likely blended in the background, overlooked by people who had grown used to her condition. In the synagogue, on that day, many may not have even noticed her. It's like a normal occurrence. But Jesus did. Jesus did notice her. The Greek word for soul here is eido, which goes beyond simply noticing with the eyes. It means to perceive, to understand deeply. Jesus didn't just see a bended back. He saw the years of pain, the silent suffering, the isolation, the shame, and the spiritual struggle of the woman. And then he called her forward. This was more than a physical act. It was a public invitation to step out of the shadows. He was not only about to heal her body, but to restore her dignity and bring her back into the community's embrace. In ancient times, if we remember, ancient times is very brutal in following their law. like woman having their monthly period. They will be isolated from society for all the whole duration of their cycle. It is so, I don't know how to describe it, so unjust probably, for something that you cannot prevent, something that naturally occurs in your body, you will be punished, right? And so, in Psalms 34:18, the Lord is close. It says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The heart of God is always attentive to those who suffer in silence. Where others overlook, Jesus sees. Where others pass by, Jesus calls forward. The second one is, Jesus breaks the chain that binds us. Luke 13:12, it says, and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." When Jesus spoke these words, he wasn't offering wishful thinking. He was declaring freedom. The phrase "set free" in the original Greek, apolio, means to release, to loosen, to dismiss to dismiss a prisoner. For 18 years, this woman's body had been bound by a crippling spirit. With one command, Jesus shattered those chains. Now, if you can see, freedom didn't come from her own efforts, but from Jesus' authority. What she couldn't fix in nearly 2 decades, Jesus restored in a moment. This is the nature of Jesus' power. He didn't just manage our pain, he removes the chains that holds us captive. Whether our chains are physical illness, destructive habits, guilt, fears, or spiritual oppression, Jesus' words still carries the same power. Now, you are set free. John 8:36 says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The third one is, Jesus challenges the rules that delays mercy. Luke 13:14 says, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The religious leaders was upset, not because the woman was healed, but because it happened on the wrong day. His heart was more concerned with protecting tradition than with celebrating transformation. I remember an instance when I was in the Philippines riding a jeepney. The father was so upset looking at her daughter transform. "My daughter is always, now is always going to Bible studies, going to prayer meetings, going to all these church activities. I miss her old ways when he would come home drunk, having fun with her friends all night long." It was in the Philippines, tradition is very strong. So just because her daughter was transformed or change her faith for the better, I would say for the better, he was not happy. This is somewhat the same as this one. We would celebrate more the freedom of the woman, right? But the religious leaders were not happy about it because the law was broken. But Jesus confronted this mindset directly. He pointed out that even on the Sabbath, they would untie their ox or donkey to give it water. How much more should a daughter of Abraham be freed from her suffering? This is the heart of Jesus. Mercy doesn't wait until it's convenient. Compassion is not bound by the calendar. The Sabbath was meant to be a blessing, not a barrier. Hosea 6, verse 6 says, "For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings." Rules without love becomes burdens, but love fulfills the very heart of God's law. So to end, the story of the bent woman is more than an ancient miracle. It's a picture of what Jesus still does today. He sees our hidden struggles. Amen? We might feel like alone with our own struggles, our burdens. Even when no one else notices, He sees it. He breaks the chains that bind us in ways we could never do for ourselves. He challenges anything that stands in the way of God's mercy from reaching us. Maybe today you feel bent under the weight of something, pain, fear, shame, loneliness. Let us all remember, Jesus sees you. Jesus sees us. Jesus sees me. He calls you forward. And when He speaks freedom, no power on earth or hell can stop you from being freed. So don't wait for a better day. Today is the day of freedom. Because when the Son of God sets you free, you are set free indeed. To God be the glory. Amen.